All right, next one we're going to do is going to be Lori, L-O-R-R-I. Last name is H-E-A-V-I-N. Today's 9/15/2025, and then her date of birth is 11/1/1960. Patient was seen today for the purpose of face-to-face evaluation. The results of these face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director. Patient is currently in her third benefit period. Okay, need to start with Lori is currently in hospice with the hospice diagnosis of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, history of fibromyalgia, history of anxiety, essential hypertension, sciatica, cognitive impairment. And weakness and cachexia associated with muscle weakness and cachexia, period. New paragraph, patient's MAC has dropped from 48 to 47.5 because of not eating, period. She requires both anxiety medication and for air hunger and pain medication for her pain. She's an obese woman, has a difficulty with ambulation. She gets very short of breath with walking two or three steps, period. New paragraph, her O2 sat's 96% on 3 liters of oxygen, which she uses at all times, period. She has core pulmonary hypertension, low extremity edema. Her heart rate is 99, temperature 97.7, blood pressure 128/92, period. The paragraph, Lori has been widowed for 11 years, has a child, renting an apartment now. She wants to live independently as much as she can, but that's becoming much more difficult, period. She's able to do this only because of the hospice nurses and aides that come to her aid, period. Patient has bouts of confusion, most likely related to hypoxemia and her COPD. Her PPS is at 40%. MAC dropped down to 47.5, as I mentioned. Patient's appetite is quite diminished. She's eating very little. She's now sleeping 8 to 10 to 12 hours a day, staying in bed because she's so short of breath. She's taking her clonopin to control her anxiety related to her air hunger. She's short of breath, she says, at all times, period. Patient requires morphine for sciatic pain, and her morbid obesity most likely related to her spinal stenosis, period. Patient's diastolic blood pressure is slightly elevated because she can't remember if she took her lisinopril or not, but she's going to take another dose at this time. Her pain is caused both by spinal stenosis and her fibromyalgia. Has definite increased shortness of breath with exertion, even walking a few steps. Appetite's down, as I mentioned, at least to 40%. And losing weight, PPS is 40%. I said that. Don't put that again. Patient also is sleeping 12 to 14 hours a day. Her family does most of her grocery shopping for her. despite being on oxygen, she has it. She goes outside without her oxygen to smoke. We talked about this at length today. She's barely able to take a couple of steps to be able to do so. She does have and requires help with all ADL, as was mentioned, because of her shortness of breath and end-stage COPD, and requires adult diapers at all times. I'm sorry, patient is on 12 liter per nasal cannula of her oxygen, not 4, sorry. I was wrong. Her patient's pedal edema is unavoidable given her end-stage COPD and right-sided pulmonary hypertension, right-sided heart failure. So is her weight loss. Given her current condition, worsening symptoms, and findings today, she most likely has less than 6 months to live given the natural progression of her disease. That's on Lori, LORRIHEAVIN. Thank you. So someone there put down, patient does require more of her albuterol inhaler to keep her comfortable, especially since she will not quit smoking and she continues and requires more, especially since she continues to abuse tobacco at this time. Thank you. To continues to smoke and abuse tobacco at this time. Put that in there somewhere. Thank you.